reason.
Ho-ho, we are back with some scouting synopsis, and it's Wednesday. You know what we're here to do. Oh,
and pyro.
We got the pyro. No pyro, no party. Here it is. It is me, as always, not Chrissy MLS card guy, because he is off doing important things. It's just me and Alex ATG Sober, I think for the very first time. Dynamic duo. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I have to fill in, so I have to have double the knowledge today.
Yeah. Hey, dude, someone's got to get this show going. Someone's got to keep this thing afloat, because it ain't going to be me, I'll tell you that. Shout out to Javik. First, as always, you love to see it. But yeah, dude, it's just going to be you and me. We're going to do the same old. We're going to get your player picks. We're going to figure out who we're going to look at. We're going to target. We're going to get into the games, matchups, and then we'll do some pickups in the end. We'll see what the chat has to say. They always have some nonsense to contribute to our shenanigans. So, dude, let's just get right into it. And Alex, I'll throw it to you. And what player picks you got for us this week?
All right. So once it loads, I can show you my results from last week, but we didn't do good. I'll tell you, I'm sorry to anybody. I don't know if it's going to ever load, if we're being honest. It's fine.
Oh, Javik did see it. He saw the De Bruyne jersey in the background.
Oh, yeah. Shout out De Bruyne. I'm a Chelsea fan, so obviously. But I'm a Belgium fan, too, so it works out.
Hey, you got to respect the talent when it's there.
Exactly. Respect. Obviously, we didn't in 2015 or whatever when we had him. But you know what? We move on. It'll be fine.
Nobody remembers that anyway. It's fine.
We're not fine. That's the thing. We're not fine. All right.
Anyway,
let's go first pick. We got a goalie to start out with, Steve Clark. I love Steve Clark. If you don't know,
I just bought one.
Hell yeah. So he's a very nice, consistent AA, and that's what I love the most about him, because whenever he's not getting that clean sheet, he's giving you a 15-20 AA. And so last week, Austin, late goal, he had that clean sheet in his hands, in the palm.
Rough.
And I had a reward, and that kind of threw Bartlow and him out the window for me. But Dallas away, Texas rivalry, Dallas is not that great at goal scoring. We've already seen it. No Ferreira, no Party. That's how it's been for them basically this whole season. So I see a clean sheet in him. That's what I usually go for when I'm doing when I do my goalkeeper picks, and he's my favorite to get a clean sheet out of everybody this week. There are a lot of really weird matchups this week, so that's why.
Hey, there you go. Javik says 0-0, and it might well be, could be, but hey, Hector Herrera is also back, so you got to be careful.
That is true.
Could be some magic looming, but then again, why rush him back for a Dallas team that's like mediocre, right? It's kind of,
yeah.
He's back. You can't lose him. You need him.
Yeah. I was looking at, who was I looking at? Picking up. Oh, I was thinking about picking Paz for this, and then I realized about Hector coming back, because Paz has had himself a really nice season if you go and look at it.
Right.
And so, but yeah, I trust Houston's attack more than I trust Dallas's in this game. That'll probably be low scoring. So, yeah. All right. Next we got a member of the team that I've been pumping and has paid off so far, Thiago Martins. So, really nice consistent scores all over the board here. Clean sheet last week, 17 AA. They're going against Charlotte at home, who we know how Charlotte is at home. Not that great compared to away. And so, or Charlotte away compared to them being at home. It's two different teams. And so two straight clean sheets for NYCFC. Their defense is looking nice. They just did it against a decent attack too. A no cliche, but still Benteke was starting, and so I don't think Charlotte has the weapons to get past NYCFC. Thiago Martins should keep that clean sheet and give you 50-60.
Do we know where the game is?
Oh, I think it's in City Field. Actually, no. Wait, the Yankees are at home right now. Should we find out?
Just keep going. I'll look it up.
Okay. Pull it up and get us right. All right, next defender. Now, this is a really weird one, because
it is at Yankee Stadium.
You know they like to have fun at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, sir.
So start your Santis like me. Start your full NYCFC, because they love it there. We got Malte Adamson. Now, we know Columbus has been a victim of rotation. We know how this works. But if you go back and look at their MLS games this season, and you go to look at what he's done. He has not missed an MLS game all season, and he has L15. All right, let's go. Let's just go this season. MLS 63-3 at home, or 63-3 all season. 68 at home.
Sheesh.
Yeah, and so I don't think he'll be a victim of rotation. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, he won't be. They got Montreal, whose attack is just not that great. Joseph Martinez, of course, if he's on the bench, he's going to come on and score. But if not, Edmondson's going to get good AA no matter what. I mean, 2-2, and he hit a 70. You know, he's going to be your AA guy for this year. I feel like he's the top center back for the MLS this year. And so, hey, won him out of that box, and I kept him. So, hey.
I don't know if I'm sold, because this is a trap game, and we'll get into it when we look at the matchup. But sneaky little shout there.
Yeah, my thing is
interesting shout.
Is the last time there was a trap game, which was against RSL. Yeah. So.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but
I mean, he's going to my priority, so we'll see.
Gross.
Next up, another guy who's going into my priority. Sebastian Driussi.
Our dumpster diving today.
Come on. Home against the Galaxy. Galaxy just let San Jose score 3. Like, come on.
That is true.
So, didn't play well last game against Houston. Should start. Galaxy League's goals. He's going to be their attacking force. I hope he gets a decisive. I would think he gets a decisive. And, dude, $11 for Driussi still? People are sleeping on him? Come on. Like, I feel like it's a no-brainer, for being real. Like, pick him up. He has forward guards too. So if you are looking for a forward guard, if someone who can peek up.
No, yeah, Driussi's still in that kind of, you can kind of buy low. Austin, maybe. I don't know. They're pretty bad.
I don't know. People are pumping Rubio, and I still don't get that. Like, Chris is the biggest Rubio supporter, and I'm just not a fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough with Austin, right? Because clearly they can get results when you don't think, but they've also been playing kind of like crappy teams. So. But LA Galaxy is crappy defending, so if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Driussi in this team. So it's not a terrible shout, because San Jose can score in the Galaxy, then anybody can at this point.
Now we're going off the ropes here. Yuya Kubo.
Oh, boy.
You know how much I love Kubo, because I think he has attacking forward cards, too. He does. And so if you look at his season this year, like, this is not that bad. Like, that's not bad. And that's not all decisives either. There's AA in there, too. So, like, he can score. And this is Colorado at home. I mean, here, let's look at Kubo this season at home. 52-5. Like, this is not that bad. And it's against a really bad opponent. And he's $3 or $5 for a new season. Like, and he's going to play striker, too. So he can score. It's like, it's weird. I don't know.
It's one of those things where at the beginning of the season, Kubo was like a little bit more on like the crazier outstretch kind of side, but he's become the guy. It ain't Corey Baird. Corey Baird ain't doing it. Corey Baird's been benched. So Kubo striker is showing that he can be productive, and he can do a little bit more than just put the ball in the back of the net too. He's incredibly helpful out there. So it's not a terrible shout. I wouldn't call these matchups coming up. I wouldn't call Colorado necessarily an easy matchup anymore. But
I think anytime Cincinnati's at home, like, I don't think they've lost at home yet, if I remember. And last year it took them a while to lose at home. So they'll dominate. And if he's up top and Baird's not doing it, he's going to do it. And I mean, if you look at this, you see there's this one game. That's our penalty conceded, but 22 AA. So, like, he doesn't concede that penalty. We're looking at 60 pluses across the board at home in these last five, or just in the last five games. And so,
and assuming Kubo is probably super cheap.
Yeah. $3. 23. Whew. And so, yeah, I mean,
and you said he has forward cards.
He does. So that's like a sneaky forward buy too. Let's see. I think majority of his cards are forwards. Can't even see it. Yeah. There we go. Right there. Midfielder, midfielder, midfielder. And you got to go all the way 37 for forward. And so, I mean, that's still not a bad forward. Like, if you look at the options, the only other guy for that price point is like Johnny Russell.
Yeah.
And so, and Johnny Russell, Polito a little bit more.
Yeah, they're all about the 40-ish range. I was looking the other night.
But I'm looking at, I like to look at rare a lot for all these other guys. This guy is more limited because you can play him cheap and you can pair him with a Yedlin or, any of these Cincy guys that you think are cheap. Like, let's look at this last game and see who played well? Yeah, Yedlin, Lucho, yeah, obviously. Nwobodo with straight AA hit almost an 80. Like,
and Nwobodo's back.
Yeah, man, I started him. He hit cap for me for 240, so that was beautiful. And so he's in a good team. I might pick him up. I sold him. I might pick him up. Legit.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. It might be Kubo time until they bring someone in, which assuming they do, especially with Bepenza getting benched now too, it's like, okay, like it is definitely Kubo season. Yeah. As weird as it is to say, it is. Yeah. It is Kubo season.
And so here's my pick of the week, Christian Benteke.
Let's go.
We're at home and we are against Sounders. And if you don't know, Alex Roldan, you know, red card, Jackson Reagan red card, their defense is going to be ropes.
Oh, man.
He could score a hat trick. This could be his second hat trick of the year.
Cleese will be back. Aaron Herrera will be back.
Yeah, it could get bad for Seattle. And so that might be another person I go and pick up. Even though I already pumped him, he's about to go up. Everybody's going to buy him.
Yeah, I've had my eye on him all season. And I think it's low enough now where...
Oh, there's plenty of supply. Never mind.
Yeah, it's been taking, bro.
New season 27, like he's probably the best, not like, I guess, is it upper echelon for him? Like $20 plus is upper echelon strikers in the league?
Or give or take for limiteds, yeah.
Yeah,
like the better players are in the 20-ish and up range.
Because I think after him it's Messi and it's Cucho and Rossi. And like I think
Chicho too. Chicho's up there.
Oh yeah, Chicho, yeah. And I think Ferreira might still be ahead of him, but that's just
Ferreira's a little pricey. Giakoumakis, I think, is in that range. Actually, Giakoumakis is in that like low 20-ish range too. Might be cheaper than Benteke right now, to be honest.
I might take Benteke over Giakoumakis just because his injury record. Plus, you're getting some AA from Benteke because all those duels won. But then again, missed chances.
Big chances missed.
Let's go.
If Chris ever decides to come back to the show, we're gonna have to get him on a little tracker.
Play that to him. There we go. So yeah, Benteke pick of the week. Start him in your prio. He has the best matchup. It may not show it with this 46 rating, but if you are 48 rating.
No, yeah. No, dude, the Sounders after the double red cards last week away, they're down bad. It was both defenders too. Yeah. Benteke's gonna eat.
All right. I didn't go for a cheap option for the other forward just because I feel like this is another good matchup too. Salt Lake at home, Philly. They haven't lost yet. They still haven't lost yet.
They still undefeated.
And they can score, especially at home. And so, Carranza, let's see. Carranza at home, 55-8. Oh, that's only four games. Two of those are CONCACAF. They don't play at home.
Was it Philly that had a bye week last week, too?
Yes.
Yeah. And so now, CONCACAF's over. They had a bye week. They've had a chance to recoup. RSL, it's a really good team. Don't get me wrong. RSL is a really good team. But Philly at home
is another
beast in itself.
Yeah.
Doop, doop, de doop. Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, and so, I mean, 8 goals in the last, does it say, is this just 15? He's missed one, he's missed two. So 8 goals in the last 13 games, one of them's a sub. So that's pretty good conversion rate, and he can get some AA too because their attack is passing around a lot. They liked, and Kai Wagner, he got his goal. Hopefully he's back for scoring because he has been kind of dreadful this year. Let's see what's he been up to.
Yeah, he's starting to pick it up finally, quietly picking it up.
Very quietly. He's picking up decisives or like pretty decent AA games. And so, yeah, he's back up to a 60, 54 L15, $36. Yeah. And so I sold him when he was like 40.
That's really good for cat boats.
45. Yeah. Hey, he's the Aaron Long of expensive defenders.
It's okay. Chris isn't here. We don't got to talk about Aaron Long.
All right. So, rest, I mean, like, look at that. 97-7. Like, he's bringing it back. And so, let's not look at these. But he's bringing it back. This is what we can see from him if he is back.
Yeah. No, this is true. And well, what's his price graph look like?
Ooh,
are people catching on already?
It's pretty, like, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, it's people.
They're start new season. I mean, these are pretty much stagnant. And so, 36, like, if he gets going, servicing's going to be a lot better, more goals for Philly.
Not just this weekend, but their next upcoming matches?
Oh, it's good. It's good. We got Salt Lake, Sounders. Don't know what the situation is going to be with that. United away, but then Orlando home, NYCFC home, New England away. Charlotte, Toronto, Montreal, like these are all like decent matchups. Obviously, Salt Lake's defense could play out of its mind, but it's Wagner, so he could still win
after,
a million
after
duels.
That, it's pretty favorable for him, too.
Yeah, he could win a million duels and get 100 off of just AA. Sounders, I don't know what their situation is going to be. They're not looking great. Like, if you take away that 5-0, they've scored 4 goals this year. And so it's like...
And you know, everybody that's been playing Sober long enough has a Philly stack, too.
Yep.
So... Them Philly stacks are back in action.
Man, just tell, please tweet and tell us what division you're playing in so we don't play in that division. All right.
All of them. Divisions don't matter.
They're just going to play,
play
day five.
Three strong lineups where you can play them and just go win it all.
No, that's they're gonna play them in lower div and then put a score that's not high enough for that would have been higher than in the higher div and complain. You're trying to cheat the system. That's not on us. That's on you. And so, yeah, here's everybody. If you were just joining.
Aha.
Defenders, midfielders, forwards, and the best keeper in the league, Steve Clark.
There you go.
And the average is 16, so that's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's weird where we've all come. I bought my first limited goalkeeper for like $200.
And now you can get all these guys for 117.
Now I can get all the MLS keepers for $200.
Exactly. There's no that's keeper over 50. I don't think Celentano's over 50.
Oh, that's wild. And he's injured too, so
I know.
Wild. Well, shoot, there you have it. Do you have
results.
Your scores? Yeah, do you have your results of your picks real quick? And then we can hop into the matches.
Oh, can I? Oh, I think I can. Perfect.
Hey, Alec Khan, 130. Sounds like a rare.
I would go grab Khan too. I have him. I have his new season.
Is Celentano's injury like that long?
I think it's longer than they anticipated. And so I think he's out like another month.
Ooh.
So Khan, his rare is 30.
Good game too, didn't he?
And their matchups are really nice. Yeah, I don't think he got a clean sheet, but he was doing pretty well. There we go. Let's see. So low cap, can play him in cap 240 if you want. Yes, I bought him here. Let's not talk about that. yeah, that's 8. And I know Chris was saying he actually watched this game and said he looks good. So, I mean, he's got.
Yeah, if I remember from what I would watch, like he didn't do terrible.
Oh,
he had
God,
some
okay.
Nice saves in there.
Maybe those matchups aren't that great coming up.
Oh yeah, that's rough.
Colorado home though, that's probably the best one. Look at his smile.
I don't think that. I don't think that Colorado versus Cincinnati. I don't know. I don't think that's as like lock of a matchup as.
But that's a clean sheet possibility and $1.88. I mean, it's one of the more possible this weekend. $3 for his news. That's half of what I paid. And he hadn't even played a game when I paid. Look at that. Why did I do that?
I don't know. Because you were feeling a little spicy.
Vibes. Who got the top? Anybody we know?
Yeah. See, Colorado can totally win this game. I'll tell you one thing. Cincinnati can't necessarily score a lot of goals that easily. Colorado, they're kind of flying.
Look who got caught too.
Ooh,
he paid more than I did. I win.
Got his
9 more cents.
The Alicon revenge train.
One more time. Oh, there you go. There he is. Everybody go.
There
but
you go.
Let's see how I did last week. Yeah. McCarthy. Not that great. I mean, this is where the thing comes in of, do you want to take record into account or do you want to take plus minus into account? Because
you gotta take it all into account.
3-1-3, three of my guys hit positive. Paint Sill, Shallowy got a decisive, which I did say would happen. And Waterman kept a clean sheet, got AA. Bombito, even. Osorio didn't do much for the attack. And Rusnak got subbed off in the 60th to avoid devastation and injury. And he was pissed because they were getting trounced. And so, worst game week. Hopefully, they're going to bring me back.
There's still some green in there. I don't know about a Munson, but yeah, dude. They'll bring you back.
That's my guy. You know how much I was hating on him, and now I have his card, and I love him.
I do. But I'm not quite sold. I am not quite sold yet. You're going to have to.
Trap game right here. Trap game.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about it. Talk about it. You know what? Because we're here. We're previewing the weekend. We got our player picks for the weekend, which calls out a few matches. But here, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Columbus Crew, home to Montreal, right?
Who won it, Cam, dude?
Don't pay attention to the positions, all right? It's mostly talking about the matchup itself, where I think this is a trap game. You got to think. So the Columbus Crew play Monterey at home in about 30 minutes as we're recording this.
Yep. We got Is lineup out?
Not yet. Not yet. But depending on how the result goes, they have to go to Mexico next week. So CONCACAF is back and forth. If they win tonight or they get a good result at home, they're going to have to give their all in Mexico next week. There is no way that they roll out a super strong lineup against Montreal this weekend, especially because it's at home.
That's the only thing that that got me with that, with admin. Like, obviously, Columbus is probably not going to win this game, but they might not lose it because the defense is good enough. I mean, because Edmondson avoided it last time. Oh, we do have the lineup. No Edmondson.
Oh. Wow, so, no Edmondson in Mexico tonight?
No. No, here, let me pull it up so we can actually get it on stream, because I have it on my phone, but I'll pull it up on here.
Yeah, no, and to me, in specifically to this conversation, right? It's not so much about whether Columbus can win or not. It's like, are your players going to produce, and are you going to get random DMPs this weekend? And that for me is I'm not even going to play with that fire.
It looks like Edmondson's going to be the only guy you can trust now.
Yeah, apparently now you have it here, folks. You play your Edmondson on Saturday, unless there's a freak injury.
Here we
or
go.
Like a knock.
So here's everybody that's probably not going to play this weekend.
Schulte, Camacho, Nagby, Morris. I mean, some of them will play, but it's the guessing game and trying to guess what Nance is thinking and who he decides to rotate and who not.
Edmondson.
Yeah, it's wild that Edmondson is.
This literally just got tweeted as I looked at it.
Mo Farsi's on the bench too.
Yeah. So we might see Ramirez Matan up for Cucho Rossi. Actually, they might keep Rossi. They haven't really rotated Rossi.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Rossi's the one forward that I have from this team. And I'm always I don't know. I don't know. I put him in a low prior lineup, but he just always ends up playing anyway.
Yeah, but he's not scoring well enough until last week to really make you notice him.
It's been very hit or miss this season, which kind of sucks. But
shout out Lopkis, man. I don't know who this is, but there you go.
But yeah, either way, I think this is such a trap game for this weekend. It's just guessing the rotation and all that, especially if they get a good result against Monterrey tonight. They're gonna save it all for next week. Yeah.
So back to back. I can see this being a 1-1 or a 0-0. I don't think Montreal is good enough to beat even the second team, this team that they have out now.
Right, yeah. They're deep.
But they're good enough to not concede to the second team.
No, I agree.
And so Aiden Morris will run the midfield. Anybody who's in the midfield for Montreal will probably get negative AA or low AA. And Morris will get an 80, no decisive.
Interesting here that this thinks that Kokoro 75%. Is Kokoro back?
Yeah, I believe so. Injury. Yeah, I believe he is back. And they're just going to bump Martinez back down to the bench. And so.
Joseph's hurt too. That Mason Toy season is over. Dang it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He scored two, didn't he?
Dang it.
Yeah, he DNP'd one game.
Oh, Mason Toy season was great while it lasted. And,
scooped that new season for cheap?
Yeah. Nice on auction, too.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad shout.
$5 for Kokoro is not bad at all. Especially as soon as he had that good beginning of the season, everybody started buying in. Much has changed. He just got hurt. So,
yeah, I mean, we've said it. Kokoro, he's shown flashes. It's been great. And Montreal's not a terrible team. Yeah, he might still be out, but.
Yeah.
Play Schreiber. Soradata has it at 75%, which is interesting. So it's something to look out to. Maybe not for this weekend, but something to start looking at, seeing if you want to go to. Because this team's interesting. They're going to cause problems all season. Regardless they get the results or not, they're going to cause problems.
This makes me excited for Edmondson now, because he's going to be the only defender. He's going to have to run across the field and do everything.
And a goal off a corner. It's fun.
Yes.
All right. Give me another match this weekend. What are you looking at? What are you targeting?
Talk to me about your boys at home against Toronto. I want to hear about that, because I'm Gillespie is my highest pick score for a new season keeper.
Is it? Do they have Orlando going up?
I believe so. Yeah, I think he's at an A pick score. Yeah, there you go. So Muriel is probably going to start again. I'm probably just going to stack Dagger Dan, Ladero, which I don't know. Are they not going to start Nico? Are they not going to start Nico?
They better not.
Is he going to come off the bench and get an assist?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, good. I'll keep him in then. The
for
fact
sure.
That, going to the other side, two games straight, no Marshall ready, and he comes off the bench and plays well. Like,
yeah, I could see assist.
They got to start him at this point.
Look, Toronto's figuring it out, man, and they're not a terrible team. They had a rough stretch, but they can make things happen. And Orlando, right now defensively, ain't the tightest, even at home. Like, even last year, we had a better away record than we did at home. It's not a lock for Orlando, I will tell you. It's going to be very, very interesting how this game plays out. 2 weeks now, there's been two different lineups in the Orlando team, so Oscar's definitely trying to figure out what works best. I think last week we definitely learned that Nico off the bench is probably a better option because, look, we know it. We saw it in Seattle before we got to Orlando. Nico was already coming off the bench for Seattle. Like, there's still a really good, creative, progressive passing, like, all-star in Nico Ladero. But from the start, running 60, 70 minutes, it just doesn't happen. He's way more effective coming off the bench and then being able to pick those passes and tire legs on the other team. And yeah, it's a recipe for success. And so, and dude, Ojeda's been great. The fact that he's not even a lock starter, I don't know if he's pissing off in training or what, but Ojeda needs to be starting in this team, especially if Faku's going to be the 10. Yeah. And the whole Muriel and Duncan thing, I still think Duncan should be starting.
They're going to throw Muriel out there, though, just because they spent all that money. And, I mean, he won the penalty last week, and so...
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing. Like, you want to throw Muriel in there to get the experience, to get used to the league, to do all that, because going forward, he is going to be our guy. But at the same time, he's not really doing it, and Duncan's doing it off the bench. And all last year, Duncan proved that he can do it, too. So it's one of those things that just run Duncan off, let Muriel come off. Dude, even last year, Duncan was coming off in the 60th minute anyway. So what does it matter? Run him out there for 60 and then let Muriel close off the game. Same thing. Maybe against tired legs, he just rips him apart. I don't know. Let the old guys do the bidding at the end of the game. Ah, frick. I don't know, man. It'll be an interesting game.
They do have you're going against a guy you just purchased, though, the new season rare.
Oh, Bernadeschi. Yes, I did. I did just pick up a Bernadeschi rare. Dude, so, forward card in season? Super
pair
cheap
up with
compared
the,
to all the other forwards.
Pair him up with a Zorio and Marshall ready if you want.
But see, here's the thing. In rare, my only two keepers are Gayese and Sean John.
You got to pair Bernadeschi.
So either way,
yeah.
So either way, I win. Like,
true. Or it's a 3-3 and both keepers get.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Or, but then Bernadeschi gets 100. So it's like.
Yeah. But so I get to hedge my bets this weekend, which will be interesting. It'll be an interesting case study here in hedging my bets with two teams. So we'll see how it goes. But I think Orlando will score goals in this one.
It'll be a good game for sure. You'll be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely be there. It'll be interesting for both teams. I think we'll learn a lot of things about these two teams this weekend. So it'll be exciting. And yeah, I'll be there, you know,
good
doing
fun.
My thing.
Oh yeah. Let's get a Gillespie clean sheet. We need one. Let's do it. Oh,
God, please. Lord, I need it. All right. Tell me where we're at with the LA Galaxy going to Austin. All right, we've seen that Austin can get the results against Houston, which isn't a bad team. LA Galaxy is a great team. Are they just going to run Austin over here, or is this going to be a weird game?
Has LA ran anybody over without conceding? I mean, they beat Seattle 1-0, and so they didn't really run them over. But I don't know. This is like a 3-3-1 or a 4-2. Like, they're going to get goals. Paint Sill's getting decisives now. He's scoring, and so, you know, I feel like Paintsil's going to do his thing. Puj doing well. Delgado at right wing's not right. Where's Gabriel Peck? Is he not
non-existent? I guess not.
Interesting. On the other side, Rubio, don't get the hype. Legit, do not get the hype. Drewsy, though, get the hype. And him adding to it. And so, John Gallagher will get a 61 assist. Drewsy will do his thing. 4-2 is my prediction. Let's go bold. 4-2.
4-2. Yeah, it's definitely another one of those weekends where it's favorable. Not like Austin's great at defending. So those LA Galaxy attacking stacks, once again, going to be on top of the leaderboards this weekend. Yay. And rest in peace, Yamane, who took a bit of a knock. I don't think it was too serious.
Dude, he was supposed to be starting, and then it was a late scratch. So
yeah, it was a late scratch. From what I did see, it didn't look too serious.
Yeah.
But definitely keep an eye on that. And It doesn't look like he'll be playing this weekend. So
yeah, rip Chris anybody Allen. Who had those really good LA lineups that got absolutely killed by Yamane.
Easy money. Yeah, a lot. I think, dude, even my lineup got killed by Yamane. So I feel you, y'all. I'm in that boat with you.
You are, y'all.
Son of a gun. Over here to the non-believer over here.
Oof.
Alex, you don't think that the Colorado Rapids could go to Cincinnati and win this game?
This game just looks disgusting. Like, I don't know.
Well, I agree. And I don't remember if we talked about it on the show or I talked about it with Chris after the last show, like after the fact, but this game right here, kind of I was saying with Orlando and Toronto, Colorado Rapids versus Cincy is going to be a really good test for Colorado. Cincinnati, yeah. Really great defensively, even better at home. That place is a fortress for Cincinnati.
Yeah, they don't lose. Off the bat, before you begin, Colorado's not going to win this game. Don't expect to win this game, and don't expect to clean sheet this game.
But can they go to Cincinnati and score goals and score massive silver points? Because like this is going to be the game that really proves to us if Colorado's actually back. We've been asking it for weeks. Bumbito is great. Mihailovic is getting it together. Kevin Cabral is Kevin Cabral. Whatever. But there's something nice here. Sam Vines, you know, what's his face is about is to be back. Even,
Sam Vines isn't going to play. He's hurt.
Is he hurt?
Yeah. What's his name? Ronan is still hurt too.
Yes. So
they're not full strength.
Ronan is almost back.
They're not full strength yet.
Yes. And they've been doing great. So can they go to Cincinnati?
Maybe. I don't think they're quite there yet. I mean, we're talking about this up-and-coming team like they're not about to play the best team in the league at home.
Cincinnati's not the best team in the league.
At home.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, Alec Khan could leak some goals, but...
Cincinnati at home. Tied to Toronto. Tied to D.C.
But, like, who have Colorado...
beat out my CFC.
Who have Colorado crushed? They crushed
LAFC. And they lost the Red Bulls.
LAFC's questionable. San Jose is the most questionable besides New England. And Dallas is questionable. And RSL is a good one. That's a good one. At RSL is a really good one. And so, I don't know. I'm not there on the Colorado train yet. I might be if they do something this game, though.
Yeah. Well, that's basically where I was at, where it was like, we're going to learn a lot about Colorado this weekend. And we'll see. We'll see if they're real.
Oh, yeah.
If they're real. We kind of touched on this already. I think we both agree that this is just asking for Seattle to get spanked.
Yep. This is they got Joao Paulo starting. Nathan with the 78 at L15 he's been holding for months now. You can pull out. Benteke is going to win every duel. There's no one on this pitch that besides Yamar that could possibly contest a duel. And so, they won't get anything really going on the right with no Roldan. Defense will be weak with Nathan in there. Don't see a way Seattle win this. It's at DC too. This could be a bono clean sheet, legit.
Yeah.
So,
They're gonna get pressed off the field too, man. You got a very young DC team and a very old Seattle team.
Oh yeah, Chris is gonna be happy. His DC stacks are gonna thrive this week.
Yeah, man. Get your DC stacks. Cliche, he's old but he's rested. Aaron Herrera's back. Gonna find that big old shiny Benteke head.
Jared Stroud, baby.
Jared Stroud, up and down. You like roller coasters? Get yourself Jared Stroud.
70 or bust.
Seven, literally. All right. What else?
This is an interesting matchup just looking on paper. Red Bulls versus Vancouver.
This match is going to be fun.
This is going to be super fun because my gold Brian White have delivered for me all year. I'm excited to see how they play against this sort of team. And it's in New York, too. Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting matchup. Now, Lewis Morgan recently not been what we thought he was going to be. After those few games, everybody's hyping him up. Don't know the situation with Vancouver's midfield looking at it right now. No Ali Ahmed. No, I'm not sure. Oh, wait, there, no, Ali Ahmed.
Ahmed's up here.
Fafa Pico, don't know his situation. It's interesting. And so, Brian White, Gould are going to have to carry this attack. That's what they did last week. They got two really weird goals. Their pressure is pretty good, and so it's going to be a battle of press. Red Bulls have got the better press, but they don't have the better players, so it is going to be really interesting to me.
Yeah, no, this is another one where, like, I wouldn't say it's favorable one-sided, but as far as, like, the football, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be end-to-end, back and forth. nonsense. You'll get your people showing up, hopefully. There will be goals, I think. I don't think it'll be a gross like 1-1.
Yeah. Neither team is super sound defensively, so.
Yeah. So, it'll be, well, like we've said it too, cuz Vancouver had a very like easy start to the season. And then they were going to go to Seattle away, and we were like, "Oh, this is going to be like, you know, can they go to Seattle and continue to score goals?" And then Seattle was just like, "Ah, we don't feel like playing. Eh, two red cards. Who cares?" So
yeah,
we didn't really get to see if Vancouver is that team to do it. So again, this will be another one of those big, big, big Western Eastern Conference matchups. It'll be a clash.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
No clean sheets here.
No. Oh no, no. Not at all. You know where else there's not going to be a clean sheet? New England. Gillette Stadium. Is Miami and Suarez going to play on artificial turf?
I think Messi will. I don't know about Suarez. I know Messi was a little bit more lenient this season about playing on turf. Suarez, I'm not sure. Either way, like New England, like they're not good. They're horrible. They are horrible. And they've been proving my point for weeks since I started saying it. And so Inter Miami is the deepest team in the league. They have the most rotational players they can bring in. So even if Messi and Suarez don't play, we still could see Robert Taylor come back. We still could see Campana up top. Like that's still a better, probably
was
better
Campana
team.
Campana out with injury, I think.
Yeah, he was. I think he was. I think he's ready. Like you look down at that injury list. Some of those guys are going to come back. That's obviously a bunch of injuries, but we're still going to see some of those guys come back. So what's percent on Robert Taylor?
This is an hour ago still.
Muscle injury. So, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I mean.
Whatever. They will get injured and then just go out and buy, like, three more. So
exactly. They just bought someone recently, too. I think today or yesterday they bought another player.
Yeah, I think they brought in like another winger or something like that.
Yeah, who like fell out of favor, I think, with like a Brazilian team like Botafogo or something like that. And so he's coming over. He's probably going to be insane.
So if you had a Messi and a Suarez, would you play him in like a low priority lineup, or would you just avoid him at all costs?
I would not. 100% play him low priority. The risk reward for this is the highest you can get. Like you're risking a guy who could DMP, and if he doesn't DMP, you're getting a 90. So look at Messi's MLS this season, and you'll see. Like,
I don't want to.
I mean, he's, you can say risk reward with a bunch of different players. He's one of those that you have, like 88 L15. Like, come on. Oh, Orlando coming up too. That's gonna be a good game. Like, I mean, look at that. All those greens, those are all MLS this year.
And what,
those,
these were like off the bench?
No, those are off the bench.
Off the bench. Oh, he got injured in this game.
Yeah. And so like, come on. Like you're just risk him. He's going to get 100. It's New England. Like it's not like, who did he get? Nashville and us. Okay. I mean, like, look what he did.
It's okay. Like, he did it to us too. It's fine.
Yeah, we are as good defensively as New England is. And so you want to see what he's going to do against New England, you'll see 96. All right.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you just got to pay attention and hope to God you get some news early Friday. And I think they are, especially with Messi. I think they've gotten a little bit better at announcing it ahead of time.
But they also do the stupid thing where they like say like 10 minutes after lock. So it's like lock, and it'll be in Spanish tweet, like some Spanish news outlet that's just like, Messi will play, has decided he's going to play on turf.
And so what are the odds that Miami rolls out a B team against New England? Because they're like, this team's trash. Like, why risk your players against this really trash team? Like,
they have no reason to rotate.
They have all the reason to rotate. This is the game to rotate for.
Nah, because they're full old. Now they got to get ready to go. Leagues Cup's coming up. You know, that's what they're banking on now. They had Messi put up a list in the locker room first day of the season and was like, CONCACAF Champions Cup, Leagues Cup. And so they're just going to get everybody ready to go for Leagues Cup. I can see rotation, but I don't know.
All right. Well,
it's such a gamble. Like, Drake Calendar. That's the only guy you can 100%.
This is a boomer bust, like you were saying. They either DMP you or they're going to hit 100. So do with that what you will.
And he'll get a 70. There you go.
Before we hop off this game real quick, can't believe we even talked about it this long, but fucking Messi or whatever. Can the New England Revolution beat Miami B?
Dude, what if they put in Earl Edwards? Oh my god. They rotate and put Earl Edwards in.
All right, I'm done. I'm talking about this.
I don't think New England could beat Miami next pro.
Oh man. Yeah, they can't beat a whole lot of nothing. Hey, and they could probably beat the Riverhounds though.
And Kramoski could start too, because he's healthy.
That's true.
I like what I'm seeing here though.
NYCFC hosting Charlotte FC in Yankee Stadium. It ain't looking too good for Charlotte FC, Chief. Sorry, Trippin' B, but that terrible, terrible, embarrassing result to Minnesota last week. You hate to see it at home. I don't know what happened. Going to Yankee Stadium, I can't imagine it's going to be much better.
Robin Lowe thought he was messy.
There he is. Jay Blaze coming in. Big week for NYCFC. It is a very,
it's been
very
a big month. Week for NYCFC. You remember how I was pumping NYCFC at the beginning of April?
Yeah.
Look at Matt Freeze, dude. Two clean sheets in three games. And they still have another home game after this at Citi Field. And that's Colorado, I think, too. That's Colorado at home at Citi Field. And so...
And Santi continues to get it done, man. If you're not on the Santi train, what are you doing? I know we have questions about this NYCFC team. Nick Cushing is still here. But...
Oh, yeah. Look at that. They took down the 100. No.
Oh, well, 2 points.
I still got the reward from it, though. It doesn't matter.
Ooh, here we go. This is a good one. Jay Blaze coming in. Who scores first, Baccarat or Capetti?
It's more who retires first. That's what we're looking for.
Come on, give it to me. Who's going to score first, Baccarat or Capetti?
Capetti. Baccarat can't do anything. I've never seen him score. Legit. Not even in training. I could go pull up highlights. He's never scored.
Is Baccarat cooked? Is he on the bench this game?
They're gonna buy a new striker before the time he gets to get a chance to score. Santi's just going to be like, Baccarat's going to have a tap in. Santi's going to ask for it.
Oh, man. That's rough.
And he will get 100, and I will be happy.
It is tough scenes for these two so-called number nines, if you will. This has Capetti on the bench, interesting enough.
Kalina, big AA game, because he'll just be getting peppered with shots the whole time. True.
Oh man, rest in peace. That's rough. Some say that ball still hasn't come down.
Yep.
Dude, get your NYCFC stacks out. They're gonna smash. I did hear Milanda is back though for Charlotte FC. That's huge. That'll be great for their defense. Milanda's great. I love him. I stack him with Kalina all the time. Not this week though. Not this week.
Low prio.
Low prio for good old Kalina.
Shout out Jalen Lindsay though.
Shout out Jalen Lindsay in this team. You love to see it. Give me another game, Alex. Where are we going?
Right. Ooh, let me see. Let's go to Philly Real. We already touched on it a little bit.
We did touch on it a little bit.
But this,
I'm just going to open them all. Best. Yeah. I'm either going to crash my computer or we're going to have a great conversation here.
Hey.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. All right. Ojeda Arango stack. I need to buy Chicho so I can do that stack because I love Ojeda. I'm sure if I got Chicho, I would love him too. But this is going to be a really fun game, especially to see what Philly does. Because Blake, I don't think will play, right? Isn't that?
Because I have one, but I don't know.
They'll probably err on the side of caution if I had to guess. I think Blake is legitimately under $20 now.
Is he really?
Like, that's insane. And so I might pick one up just because, like, MLS goalkeeper of the year last year, you see what he did.
Hey, with the way new So Rare is working, you want goalkeepers and you want a lot of goalkeepers and you want to stack goalkeepers. So yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can find something real quick on the Twitters.
So yeah,
see if I can find something real quick
in this game. I don't know because Chicho is probably going to score. So I'm going to say 2-1 Philly. Carranza goal, Gazdag penalty, Chicho scores. And so
like that, huh?
That's what I think will happen in this game. If I had to give you Gavin Beavers at left back, right back. Let's go.
Silver data. Let's go. This will be a fun match.
Actually, now that I see it even more, it might be 3-1 because we got no Justin Glad.
Uh-oh.
And that's not good because he anchors that defense. And so I don't know. I don't know about this one for RSL's defense. And they just rotated Beavers in, so McMath should start.
I was literally just about to ask you about that. Do we think McMath is back in goal after this?
Absolutely. I think they're going to play Beavers once a month. And I don't know. Here, check Beavers. Is there a gap between games that maybe we can play off of?
Find the patterns. The numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
One every four games. Yeah. So you got four games of McMath, and then Beavers comes in and plays.
Oh, over here it was two.
Two. Oh.
Oh, then there was three and two. The numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
And so, how much is he for unlimited? Just because, like, I like the idea of having both of them.
10-6, but yeah. Yeah, and this is like one of those weird spots where you kind of have to have both. Yeah. And
six.
Close your eyes and hope for the best.
You can pick them up for the price of like a Drake calendar, and you're probably going to get about the same amount of clean sheets.
Yeah, at this point, you have to handcuff Philly too.
Exactly, and Semele I think is like expensive too. I think he's like $15. So,
yeah, he probably pumped with all the nonsense that's going on with Andre Blake.
None for sale, for the rares.
Uh oh, SpaghettiOs.
$16.90. Yep.
Yeah. You know what I wish? If you switched it up here, it would just automatically switch down here too. That'd be awesome.
So are data. Fix your app. Fix your website.
Oh, hey. It's great stuff. I'm just saying. Just throw it out there. Yeah, $15. Give a take. Yeah, it'll be an interesting game. I don't see Chicho not scoring in this game. Oh, and he's a low mint too. So yeah, it's going to push his price up. Especially if people catch wind and the Andre Blake is out for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna have to deal with all those shenanigans.
So speaking of shenanigans, I don't know if we're gonna have Sunday shenanigans. There's no game, dude.
We can still get together.
Are we gonna find a random Croatian game to watch?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, maybe Apple won't take us down, but we'll just watch some nonsense while we recap the MLS weekend that I won't watch because I'll be at the game. Great stuff.
I'll fill you in.
FC Dallas hosting the Houston Dynamo. Hector Herrera probably won't start again. Maybe he does. FC Dallas is bad. Why risk it? Go down there, take care of business, and save Hector Herrera for another day. Do we have FC Dallas? Used to be good at home.
No, they're
used to be.
Yeah, used to. Have you seen their stadium during games? It's like speckles. It's like dust speckles, and you just see them like scattered throughout the stadium, like groups of two and three. So they have no atmosphere. And so Houston's already a really good defensive team. Bartlow is my guy. Mikael Franco Escobar. I have him. That might be a play.
Is he back?
It says it right there. Play Sharper hadn't updated, so I wasn't sure. And I tried to find something on Twitter. There was nothing. But if he's back, I could play him with Clark, and that could be pretty nice.
So with Franco Escobar back, is he still your go-to defender on this Houston team?
This week I'm going to play Bartlow just in case.
Right.
And if Franco starts this weekend, I will switch back over to Franco next week. Just because like I trust Franco a little bit more than Bartlow, because Bartlow, like, certain center back things, could concede a penalty, could get rotated, especially with how Houston does their center backs. Franco's going to have his spot in the team. And he already popped out 100 this week for me. Or this year for me, and I captained him too. So, I mean, like, I already have the connection with him there, and I love Steve Clark. And so it's like,
yeah. As a recent Steve Clark purchaser, I need to find a defender to stack with him from time to time. And I hate to say it, Griffin Dorsey hasn't been it this season.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show, obviously. But yeah, I was looking at Mikael. I like what I see on the pitch. Like when I watch Houston, Mikael stands out to me a lot, so I technically lean to him more, but I'm pretty sure Franco scores a little bit better. So yeah, I was just kind of waiting to see if he was when he was coming back, to see if I could kind of hop in, maybe buy a little cheeky rare, depending on the prices.
Yeah, Musa scored last week, which is good.
He did. Musa did score. Congratulations.
Unheard of. Shout out to Musa.
Shout out to Musa. And again, Jesus Ferrer will be back eventually. When, I don't know. Check in all your favorite FC Dallas people.
He'll be back for Copa America. He's going to aim. He's going to purposely not play any MLS games.
Either way, rest in peace, FC Dallas. It'll be a weird game. I'm sure Houston will lose in stoppage time by like a goal or something.
Yeah.
In classic. Yeah, Javik. Looking at Dorsey's scores, man, it's rough. I won't even pull it up because it's tough to see, man.
Hey, he'll bring it back.
Good last year too.
He'll bring it back, dude. His last good score was 100 against us, so it's like,
dude, Hector Herrera's gonna come back. He's just gonna give him a hug, be like, "Papi, it's okay, papi, it's okay." And then, dude, through the moon, 100 immediately. The day that Hector Herrera starts again, Dorsey 100, call it now.
He might start this weekend because Latif Blessing at center mid. I don't know about that.
What are you talking about? He's the best in this. Dude, Blessing is a great midfielder. Blessing at LAFC, bro? Ugh, so good. So good. Back in the day. Like
him or Hector Herrera. Him or Hector Herrera.
No, obviously Hector Herrera. But I'm just saying, put some respect on Blessing's name, good sir.
Do you know I love him? He scored in our Open Cup final when we beat the Red Bulls. Don't forget.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I don't like this game already. I don't like this game at all.
Atlanta looked a little shit. Look, there's some cracks beginning to show in this Atlanta team. Haven't been fully healthy. They're center backs. I mean, Noah Cobb is starting in this back line, so that just tells you what's on back here. Their defense. Gigi should be back. He is getting.
I'm gonna buy one. Back. I'm actually gonna buy one mid show.
Yep, I do have a Brooks Lennon, so Gigi would be nice in my gallery. Do we have any belief that Chicago can somehow get it done at home? It is at home.
Nope.
No, we're vibes are bad, huh? Shaqiri was a
zero.
Come on, man. We did a preview with Nashi. We did this whole thing. We were excited. Chicago Fire made some moves. Kellen Acosta was supposed to be here to shore up the midfield.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Tough scenes. Atlanta's also had some like real rough performances the last couple games too. So Atlanta won't come out swinging in one of these games.
When you look at them, it's like Fabian Herbers is their best scorer this year. And it's like, do you want to stack a team that has Fabian Herbers as their best player this year?
Yeah, and Gutierrez went down. I think he got injured or something like that. Something happened with Guti and he's gone.
That's even worse.
Their bright little shining star, Brian Gutierrez.
Can I bring up something really quick if you want to share my screen? I know this is deviating from MLS. I bought this today.
Congratulations.
They announced really sneakily a Legends comp during the summer.
They did.
And so
get your Pirlos.
Look at that.
Wow.
And he's America. He'll play during the summer. That is all I had to say. Buy him for cheap. $6. Pirlo for 12.
We're over here talking to MLS. This dude's over here shopping Legends, bro.
Dude, Mascherano. Absolute legend.
God. Legends over here while we're trying to do some work.
Go buy your Pirlos. Let's bring it back. Go buy your Pirlos.
Yeah. Go buy your Pirlos. I sold it for nice profit months ago. Go
there
me.
You go. There you go.
Tell me about this.
Yeah.
Old can't defend Sporting Kansas City.
Whoa.
Is going to Minnesota, who just pumped Charlotte away.
Whoa.
Hey man, look, Dave.
Is it possible to have a quadruple A pick score? Because Lude should have that. If you haven't bought a Lude yet, he's under $5. Reynoso's still in Argentina, to our knowledge. You need him.
Look, and I'm going to say this right here. Clearly, I don't know. But I like to tune into a lot of MLS content, you know, from around, you know, around the vine. I forget what I was listening to the other day, but... You know, they're pretty deep in the MLS streets, right? They're well known. Apparently, Minnesota's done with Reynoso. Like whether he comes back or not, like they're done. They're ready to move on. It looks like they're moving on. So yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Reynoso's dead. And I already sold mine. So just throwing that out there.
Hey, did you buy your Lude?
I have not. I've been staring at it for weeks. We talked about it like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I mean, you can still get one pretty cheap, man.
Like his limited price graph, like
new season. Oh, his in season's gone.
Insta buyer, surely. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're $5 for a guy.
Last auction.
And look at his scores.
Went for $10.
Look at his scores, dude. Like this, he has legitimately been insane for them.
Yeah.
Like for $5, and it's the reason he's cheap is because the speculation with Reynoso, like when he comes back, is Lude gone.
Now still holding on to the fact that.
But the thing is now if Reynoso comes back somehow, Lude's earned his starting spot. Like at this point, I would start both of them because then you get two options off the side because Halanguane is not doing anything, and so, I mean we're probably not going to see, probably not going to see Reynoso again. Lude's your guy.
Yeah, I don't see a world where Reynoso comes back. I mean, new coach, new everything, new system. They're not even playing the same way. And yeah. Like this whole nonsense again, like who's to say Reynoso was like, oh, they fired Adrian Heath. Like, I'm not coming back. Like it was totally on purpose. He was like, whatever, yeah. Dude, like he has no ties to come back. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. They don't. I mean, they might need Bongi. I don't know. Bongi can do stuff sometimes, but yeah. They're not relying on him. Yeah.
I didn't even talk about my club once, did I?
No, you're down in the dumps, aren't you?
Let's talk about on our attack. I'm not. Like, I can confidently say start anybody from Tommy and Radoya up. And I think Russell's gonna start. If I had to guess, they brought him on pretty quick in the second half, like 55th minute. I think he's starter ready. I don't think he'll play the full 90. Agata's going to have to go then because of that. And so, Caden Pierre, Jake Davis is on yellow card accumulation. We're going to probably get Caden Pierre, who hasn't played in a long time. Rosero's been killing it. He's the only guy in the defense I trust, really. Like, Fontas comes back, got an assist, but negative AA where he used to get 20 AA per game.
Oh, he just came back. Give him a little breathing room.
I guess. Leibold, though, maybe the only other guy that I can tell you to start because in away games, he does pretty well. His AA is pretty good, and he runs a lot of stuff for us when we're away. And he's low cap, and he's going to start. Like,
boom or bust.
Yeah.
Negative 15 AA, 19 AA. What you going to get? I don't know. Yeah,
exactly. So it's like, he is... who is it? Rafael Santos for y'all?
Yeah.
How he was last year. But yeah, I feel like Ndembe's going to take that spot as soon as he comes back at this point. If Leibold's so hit or miss for us.
Which is when?
July.
That's months away.
Okay. You can hold him. Keep holding.
Oh, I'm holding. How cheap that rare is? We holding.
I think we get it. Last time, though, we were in Minnesota. We did win 1-0, and Melia had a 90.
Whoa.
So maybe Melia gets some AA. Maybe get some AA. This clean sheet, probably not. Definitely not. AA, though.
It'll be... yeah, so give me... Since you have a little bit more temp on this game, what's the result here?
Let's go... I have to say we're not going to lose, right? I'm going to go... I'm gonna go 2-2.
2-2? 2-2 draw?
I think 2-2 draw. Lude gets on. Pulido, I think he scores his first away goal of the year, gets him going. Tommy's been hot. I gotta say he gets a decisive for us too. Those are my two guys I think do something.
There you go. To all you SKC sickos out there, you could attack, but don't play your defenders because yikes.
You can play Rosero. Rosero's fine. But
okay. Maybe Rosero. Maybe.
Nashville.
Maybe. Oh, buddy. Nashville SC hosting the San Jose Earthquakes, who can score goals against a very, very poor LA Galaxy back line. Nashville, technically supposed to be more sound in defense, but hasn't necessarily been supposed to be. That's why I said supposed to be.
I don't know if they're. But, hey.
Pinocchio was so bad that they subbed Joe Willis back in the game.
Yeah. That was wild.
And I guess when we all said Joe Willis season's over, it's never, he's done. He's over with. Pinocchio saw Messi and was like, nah, man, this ain't for me.
He said, hold my beer. You think you can get worse? You think you're worse than I am? I'm worse than you. Watch this.
Listen, man, Orlando City got pumped 5-0, but we kept Gayese in there.
Yeah.
Nashville was like, nah, man, we need the mustache back. This is rough. That's our ducky over here wants to call back Graham Zuzzi, SKC legend.
Dude, he was at the game. He was at the Arrowhead game.
That's cool.
Watching, not playing. I don't know. I like Jake Davis. I like Jake Davis. When he replaced Zusi last year, I wasn't too mad. And so, obviously, you want Zusi. You want Prime Zusi back.
Yeah.
Any team would take Prime Zusi in a heartbeat. I think Prime Zusi is the best defender in the league.
God, there's some teams that could use him now. Sheesh.
Us. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see how we play. I don't know why we're talking about Sporting still.
I don't know. I just wanted to shout out Zusi again. Hey, it's a name I haven't seen in a long time. Back to Nashville, because this is just gross, man. Like, if there was going to be a gross game of the weekend, it's this one. Maybe that's why we're talking about SKC again, because this is just disgusting. Is this the time to run out your Hany Mukhtars, though? Is this you could kind of dust off that Hany Mukhtar that you haven't wanted to play all season? That you like kind of throw him in there? They need something.
I heavily considered putting him on the picks for the week. I think it's his time. We're calling it, stamp it.
Like,
he's gonna get a decisive.
You can only be so down in the dirt, just getting kicked and rocks thrown at and just beaten to a pulp. But you gotta have at least one result. I'm not saying they're gonna come out and just win everything, but like, you know, they're kind of due, right?
Yeah.
And Hani's been due too, so like this is the week, right?
I hope so, dude. MVP, like, he's so good. The fact that he's been this bad really sucks. It really does, because everybody wants to see him win, right? I do. I don't know about you.
Yeah, Hani's great, cool. Dude. When Hani's great, dude, it's awesome. It's fun to watch. It is so much fun.
Yeah, like whenever I went to Nashville for that Leagues Cup final, people loved him. Like, I had his limited card. I played him. He didn't get decisive, but like, I'm like, this guy's so fun to watch. And so he's lost that spark, and it kind of sucks. I think he gets it back for a little bit, at least this game. Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. This might be your chance. And you know me. I'll definitely be rolling out Jacob Schaffelberg out with confidence this weekend. Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go,
Jacob. Will he start? Is he gonna start?
Yeah, of course. He's a starter. Why is anybody questioning Jacob Schaffelberg?
He was getting rotated a little bit last year, or at the beginning of the season.
Well, CONCACAF. But that's over. Nashville had no business in CONCACAF, okay? Whatever happened in that Leagues Cup run, incredible. Haven't seen it since.
Yep.
But that was
never. Probably won't ever see it again, realistically.
But yeah, gross matchup. I think this is Nashville's comeback. This is their time to shine, if there was ever going to be one. So,
yep.
I will be dusting off my Joe Willis actually too. So that'll be fun.
There you go.
Yay. There's only one more game left. LAFC and Portland Timbers. I feel like we just had this game like 2 weeks ago.
I think we did. And wasn't it 2-2 and
yes,
Grapo got sent off? Revenge game. Revenge of the revenge game.
That's right. This is the revenge game.
Bogush up top.
Bogush
up top and vibes. That's all we need.
Yeah, this is another throw out your attacking stack. Don't play any defenders and just sit back and enjoy the ride, I guess. Because Portland Timber, great offense. Terrible defense. And LAFC,
very bad.
Great offense. Terrible defense.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yo, Daniel Brubaker in the house as always. Howdy. Howdy, howdy, howdy. What did I miss? You missed a whole bunch.
Show them the watch list real quick. Why not?
You missed a whole bunch. But yeah, just because you're here and anybody else who showed up late, we have our watch list at the beginning of the show. This was the watch list for the weekend.
More on the expensive side this week, but
yeah, they're good picks. Julie Carranza, Benteke. Benteke's going to eat against Seattle. Yaya Kubo is apparently the guy in Cincinnati at home against Colorado. Sebastian Driussi, anybody, I can score against LA Galaxy at this point, so why not Driussi at home? Amundsen, not playing in CONCACAF against Monterrey tonight, so he might be the only Columbus guy that you can trust Montreal on Saturday.
We'll play against Montreal.
Thiago Martins, home to Charlotte FC. Starting a little shaky last week. We're going to pretend it doesn't exist. Shout out Trippin' B and Steve Clark, the GOAT, against. Yeah, you know why we're playing Steve Clark, Daniel. I don't got to explain it to you. One day, buddy.
Sorry about it.
Sorry. Is Whoa. This the second week in a row that Alex picked a goalie against Dallas?
No, last week I picked, remember I picked McCarthy?
I don't know. Well, apparently you like to pick goalkeepers against Dallas. Hey, Daniel, look, it's not our fault, man. We just call it like we see
no,
it.
No, I picked Berkey and he hit 85. It was like the best pick I've had. Yeah. Yeah, I'm picking all keepers against Dallas for the rest of the season. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. But,
are you?
And leak alike, everyone. Thank you, Daniel. I won't say it, but you got our back. You always do. Yeah, being that this is the last game, Timothy Tillman continues to do it. Man.
He's the MVP, dude.
What a guy. What a guy. No one's talking about, everyone's talking about Chicho this, Chicho that. Brother.
Timothy Tillman. He's not the MLS MVP. He's a Sora MVP, though, for sure.
Cook it.
Him and Aiden Morris, dude. Those are the two best.
Oh, he had a down game. It's cool. He still banged at 60.
Yeah, on a down game.
On a down game. Oh, sorry.
And look at his matchups, too. Let's see who they got.
LAFC. Not the greatest.
But, like, I mean, his matchups so far haven't been, like, the best either. So it's like.
That's true.
Timothy Tillman's season continues. We're at season two now. The series.
Timmy Till. Real quick on this game, though. Daniel brings up a good point. Long is out for a little bit from what I saw. I don't know about Murillo, if you want to look that up real quick.
I don't know about it. Chris could give you DM him. Don't DM him. Aaron Long. He would know, but I don't think there's been. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on it. But Felipe Mora, dude, you're pointing at him. He scored last week. He's been sneakily having a pretty good year.
So, and I know we talked about it. What was it, last week or something? One of our shows. You guys watch it. Of course you do. We talked about like not knowing the rotation and this is like attack of Portland. You didn't know who to trust because he was kind of like in and out. There's a bunch of attackers. There's a lot of pieces up top. But I was looking at Felipe Mora and I was like, wow. Like quietly, even off the bench. Like clearly you can't really count on this. But like he's starting to produce. And like consistently. What are we saying that Felipe Mora becomes the starter?
Hey, if he does, he's on a good team to be a starter because he's got the weapons around him to help him out. And he's finishing, which is good. So I like it. I'm on the Felipe Mora train.
You're on the Felipe Mora train.
But still, Evander, Moreno, got guys off the bench. You can help him out too. Yeah, like, it's looking good for him. It's really looking good for him.
And Eric Williamson is back, even though at this point, with all the injuries, continue to stack up. Like, he was back. We were all excited. And just immediately got hurt.
He hit like an 80 first game. Yeah, it was something great. He got like a crazy score, and everybody's like, he went up to like $15, and everybody's buying him. And then he just, 43. Like, what was his price graph?
Never plays. But when he does play, it's like, whoa. But this is a whole bunch of nonsense.
I want to see the pipe up, scores a huge, and then
let's see. There's this little like
it's that
like,
yeah, it's
back.
That, it's that right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Number one. Oh, shout out Pranksy.
Yes.
Rest
everybody.
In peace to Eric Williamson. Yikes. Yeah, you can usually see the pumps a little bit more with limited. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look. Yeah, look at that.
See, I've been holding forever.
Yeah, look at how much he got.
And I'm still in the red.
Should have sold, dude.
I could have sold here. I could have sold there. I could have sold there. Ugh, hate to see it. Dude, trading's hard, man. Trading's hard. Yeah. You gotta be locked in. Locked and
That's
loaded.
That's the skill of it.
That is the skill of it. It's a lot of time, a lot of dedication. Wow, we ran through that pretty quickly. I'm not going to lie. Well, we're at an hour. Same time, same place. Well, quick, real quick, before we get to our pick'ems here at the end, which you guys could always play along to, leave your choices in the chat. I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say.
You got it.
The Taco Trader. Ooh. Mm. Ooh, you know, I might have to ChatGPT a logo for that later.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, I used to be a trader, but it's just, there's just no... Trading is hard on Sora right now. I do believe it'll come back one day, but right now it ain't. Come August, though, it's going to be a little cheeky.
What were you going to say? You said you're about
to say remember. I really don't. I was kind of going. I was going to say something. What were we talking about? Or something.
MLS.
Portland.
Pick'ems.
pick'ems. I don't know. It is what it is. But it's hey, fine. While we're doing the pick'ems, leave your choices in the chat. We always should we love have to a, see them.
Should we have the chat choose for Chris?
Real quick, actually, shout out to Chat United FC. If you're still here, I know you sickos are here late, so I get to bring it up. I totally forgot about it. We have the draft results.
Oh.
The only problem is that Christy MLS Cardia has him, and he's stuck at work, so we don't have him with us. But he didn't share with me. He said they were keeping it a surprise, so I don't know the results yet. But I will let you guys know, for those that are still here late, an hour and 10 minutes in, Chat United FC beat two of us.
They definitely beat me because Yamane DNP'd. He DNP'd.
They beat two of us in the draft. So, Chat United FC, y'all getting some rewards. Just
who
saying.
Wants a Felipe Hernandez rare? Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Yeah. Let's go, Chat United FC. Shout out to you guys for participating in the draft last week. There will be no draft this week because I'll be at the Orlando Magic home playoff game tomorrow. But we'll bring it back. And yeah, we'll get that posted soon. We were really excited to bring it up this show. But yeah, Chris couldn't make it last minute. So here we are. Shout out to you guys. You guys rule. We have the best shout community out. Ever.
So we have shout the community. Out. Just do you think Chris trusts him enough to pick his guests of decisives?
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Let's do it.
Hey, Red or Dead in the chat too. Nice.
Shout out.
Let's go. Yeah, let's get to these pick'ems though. Oh, that's all my right. screen. Hello.
All right. So here's last week. Somehow I won with Artur. No decisive. Still got it. And so
wow. We all went even, huh?
Martin Ojeda, shout out that.
Told you.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. Suarez Messi were chalks. Chicho Paint Still were kind of chalk. But here's a standing so far. Solid. We've each won a high score too, which is cool.
Chris sucks at this game. I could talk smack because he's not here.
Four.
He's not gonna watch this.
Half of those were week one. Zero.
Let's go.
All right. So do we let chat decide, or do we have him come in and text
yeah, we can make a video, a little short video, throw him on here. But I do want chat to chime in.
All right. Who are we thinking?
Oh shoot, it's me. No goals. You know what? I'm just gonna steal it. I'm gonna steal your Steve Clark.
All right.
I know you're gonna go for
there
it.
There goes my guy. I am gonna go. Wait, did I pick him? Oh no, I picked him 2 weeks ago. No.
So yeah, chat. If you're in here, remember we got no goals. Who's gonna get a clean sheet? A definite decisive. Who's gonna score a decisive? Who's gonna score? Not just a decisive, but who's gonna score? And what's the last one? Oh, the highest score of the weekend.
Highest score.
Yeah. Pick the player you think is going to have the highest score of the weekend.
This is intriguing because a lot of these matchups are very interesting.
Yeah, I will say for like the MLS this weekend, there's no real like lopsided matches. Yeah. Like there's some that could be very favorable, but it's pretty even. Like I said, like for a lot of these matches, we're going to learn a lot this week about some of these teams. And who they really are.
Okay.
Looking at you, Colorado.
I know who I got. I think Chris probably would have picked him. I'm going Bono.
Ooh, Bono.
Yes. But this means I get my definite decisive. And
ooh, Daniel coming in with the Matt Freeze.
Yeah, I couldn't pick him because I picked him within the last 2 weeks. So
I hate that rule, by the way.
Hey, game's a game. Definite decisive.
Rules are not to be broken.
Give me. Oh, I think I used him week one. Somewhere. Nope, I haven't used him yet. Perfect. Give me Driussi.
Driussi, huh?
Give me Driussi against a team that can leak.
Definite decisive. Definite decisive. You know what? We're going to go with Santi Rodriguez.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, we got Jvig chiming in. He has Calendar for the clean sheet, Acosta for the decisive, Gazdag with the goal, Pendog, and Kai Wagner going for the Philly stack for the highest score. I like that.
All right. I'll show you this real quick so you can figure out who do you want for scoring. Who's going to score?
Take off those
you?
Player performances. Yeah. Oh, is it still my turn?
Yes, you have a.
Oh, he's got to score.
Who's going to score?
Oh, who's going to score? Who's going to score? You know what? Let's go Denny Bouanga. We never picked Bouanga. Oh, you did. There you go.
I was going to pick him. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, I saw that. There you go. Daniel Lod for the definite decisive and Gigi with the score. I guess
Lod was a good pick for decisive.
Lod was a good pick.
Should have picked it. But hey, can't go back now, can we?
Nope.
No, we cannot.
Hey, there you go. Gaiace with the clean sheet. Let's go. I need those vibes.
I was going to consider him. I'm not going to lie. I was definitely looking at that.
I just score. I have a little bit of PTSD from the beginning of the season.
Who is going to score? Wow. These matchups are bad. Oof. Do I choose Bakrar and just say...
Bakrar is never going to score, dude.
Nope.
Not against Kalina. Even if it is on target, Kalina got it.
All right, I'm doing this just because I know it'll make you mad.
Oh, no. Muriel?
Give me Muriel, baby.
He's going to score? When? Yep. Please. Yeah, I would like to know when.
Look who he's playing against.
Okay, I will say against Sean John, but like, guess what? Orlando has to create chances to score goals. We can't do that.
He's going to score a second half goal, dude, because remember, Duncan's going to start, and then off the bench, Muriel, Ladero, run circles. Look at that. Decisive. Oh, yeah.
The penalty drawn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're doing great. We love it here.
So I get the back-to-back. I get highest scorer.
Oh, highest scorer of the weekend.
Have I used him is the question.
Ooh, that's another good one.
Nope.
Forsberg for a definitive decisive.
That's a good one, too. All right. Saw this matchup. Probably one of the better matchups. Give me Lucho.
Lucho.
Got used once by Chris.
Ooh, Daniel coming in with Santi Rodriguez for the highest score. There you go.
That's not bad. I hope.
That's a good shout, man. Yeah. He's probably going to my prior lineup this weekend. What do you got? Highest score?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to go with the cheeky Aaron Herrera.
I like that. I like that a lot. Here, look at this. Oh, my goodness. He's going to hit 100. Yeah, let's throw it.
That's the lineup. But yeah, I'm gonna go with
not the other Herrera.
No, I don't know if Hector is gonna come off the bench or not, or if he's gonna start yet. So it's too early to be banking on some Hector Herrera. But I will say Aaron Herrera, home to Seattle, down bad, to Benteke, get an assist, maybe a goal.
Yeah.
Who knows? Get three assists. Screw it. Why not?
Definitely see big AA from him too.
Let's beat up on this Seattle team who is down bad. And we love to see it. Ooh, that's a good shout to you, Red or Dead. Tillman for the highest score.
Yeah.
He's cooking, man. He's cooking. Okay. Okay, Daniel, calm down.
Whoa.
ER Mendy for Ace.
Bold. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, listen. If it's coming from a fan, it's never too crazy because a real fan, win or lose, rain or shine, you are there for your team. Ride or die. Exactly. I don't care if the Orlando Magic are down 2-0 to Cleveland. I don't care. I'm still gonna be there for when we win game three. Not gonna talk about the rest of the series, but game three. Got it at home, baby.
Massive.
Not SO5 advice, not financial advice. Yada yada. I'm not a financial advisor. Buy the dip.
Mm. Yep.
Can't sue me. The freaking dip, yo.
Everybody buy the dip.
That's here what
you,
we...
Hey, you know you need to buy the dip on?
What? Kokoro. Oh, is that Insigne? Well, there's no dip buying on Insigne anymore because people are already starting to scoop them up again. Yeah.
Oh, they figured it out.
That's why I picked up Bernadeschi instead.
You should have picked up both.
He was like almost half the price at this point, for the rare at least.
Is Bernadeschi less than 100? Is Insigne less than 100?
And Signe, I watched the auction today. The rare went for like 110, like 105, 110, something like that.
I might pick up his old season then. That's huge.
And then I picked up new season Bernadeschi forward card for $65 last night.
There you
and
go.
And the recent auction just went for 64. So there I was like, they get both kind of score. I think Bernadeschi gets a little bit more AA, or they're around the same. So he just needs to start scoring, get some decisives. Just not this weekend. Not this weekend in Orlando. Save it for next week.
Yep.
But yeah, dude, this is great. Look at us doing a solo show, and me. Wow. Dude, this is crazy. Yeah, and we have the most views we probably had in a while. Thank you all so much for being here.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Christy MLS card guy. Rest in peace. Making things happen for the River Hounds. Oh, yeah. Busy, busy guy over there. But, yo, best production in the USL. Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Alex, do you have anything else for these wonderful people before we get the heck out of here?
It's sad we don't get to see anybody till Sunday. No show tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Two shows in 1 week. It's crazy. Just wait till we do five a week.
Oh, what's something that I would have said tomorrow? I don't know. Don't play Melia. How about that? Let me reiterate.
Boys do sound bad. Either way, we'll see you guys on Sunday for some shenanigans. What time? I don't know. There's no MLS game, so whenever I feel like getting out of bed, depending on the result of the Orlando-Toronto game. So, hey, we'll see you all this week. JV coming in. Thanks for watching. You're great. And with the pyro. See you Sunday.